Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. It's going to be a great day. We need to see our phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Hey, I'm joined today by our producer and his sedate Hawaiian shirt today, Bad Bob.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till Friday.
Oh, well, I can't wait. Yeah. Oh, thanks for the warning, Bob.
And you look very lonely this morning.
I am. You know, Linda's not here. Linda is on a mission this morning. We're taking off today, and she is on a secret mission. I can't tell you, Bob, what it is, what she's doing, because if I told you, then I'd have to kill you. So,
please call Carl and rescue him from himself.
There you go. Okay, we got to check the weather today. Today, it's going to be, I think they said the high of 95, and today is, the temperature right now is
57
degrees. It's going to be, like you said, a great day. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be up to 95 today. And, of course, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo. Okay. Today we've got a big day. We've got a young man that's going to be calling in here in a few minutes by the name of Todd Thompson. And he is one of six people in the world that was selected in a qualifying. And he was selected as number one he qualified for the Summer Adaptive X Games in motocross. And this young man is quite the story. He lives in Cottonwood. He's here from the North State. But we're going to be talking to him, in about 5 minutes. Then we're going to, as you know, we have the Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style here. And it's a fundraiser for the Women's Refuge. And this is quite the event. We've been pushing this, and we've been supporting all of the contestants in this. And we're going to be talking to Rick Hill today. He's going to be coming in. We're going to be talking about a few things. And we're going to be talking to a retired Reading policeman about what it looked like back in the 90s with gangs, what it looks like now. As you know, we're not going to be here tomorrow. Our guest host tomorrow is going to be Doug LaMalfa, and he's going to be coming in tomorrow.
You put that together. Good.
Yes, that all came together. And then, of course, Mark Beecham on Thursday, and he's got Sheriff Pasinko and Chief Peter Hansen. Now, Friday, when we come back, we're going to have Colonel Tim Garrity, who's written a book called Peacekeepers at War, and Beirut, 1983, a commander tells his story. He was here before, and what a great welcome he had, and he's going to be back Friday. And we're going to be talking with him, but also going down to Tobacco and Brew at noontime for our town hall meeting. He'll be down there to also speak, and we'll put it out over the internet. And he's there for a book signing. So it's going to be it's a busy week this week. The big thing though right now is this oil spill. It's day 64 in the oil spill, and as you know, they've got a PAZAR that's out there that's paying compensation to all. They're giving compensation to people who have lost money because of this oil disaster. And now, you got fishermen, drilling crews, restaurants, but now, strippers. That's right. The weekend, the Observer reported that the Mimosa Dancing Girls Adult Entertainment Club filed a compensation claim for lost business under the $20 billion Gulf Oil Spill Escrow Fund. The guy that the Pazar Feinberg expressed his doubt the claim was legitimate. Well, why? I mean, these girls are out there. They're probably all college students or young mothers. They're out there doing, making money so they can finish their doctorates in political science, or so they can give their donations to different political parties. What's wrong with that? Thanks, Bob. What's wrong? And if people aren't coming down there, what's the difference between them losing money and a fisherman losing money? I mean, a fisherman doesn't know he's always going to bring back fish. I mean, at least the girls knew they were going to have dollar bills stuffed into their costume.
Yes.
So, anyway, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I don't see why it's dubious, just because of, that to me is discrimination, and the Obama administration cannot be guilty of discrimination. Because the girls dance, does not mean that they should be discriminated against. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be starting today with Todd Thompson. And you all need to get to know this young man. He's quite the athlete. He's quite the man. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the folks that purchased an animal at the Shasta District Fair and donated them back to the community barbecue. Without you, we would not have one. Well, the hot weather's here finally for all of those watercraft folks. We have 100 unleaded and also 93 ethanol-free and lots of propane. We have dyed and clear diesel at all of our locations, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. For all those weekend mechanics at the Reading plant, we have bulk oils, synthetics, greases, everything you need to keep your trucks and equipment on the go, in your container or ours. If you give us a call ahead of time, we'll have it sitting on the dock for you. And remember, if you'd like a quote on a monitor or Toyo heater, our estimates are free. Give Johnny a call and set it up. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Linda's not with me this morning. She's on a secret mission. We have her out doing things today. It's not easy without her today. You know, I've got Bob, but, you know, it's just not exactly the same. Bob, don't try to hug me like Linda does during the breaks. You've got to stop that. Hey, our guest is Todd Thompson. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I talked to Todd yesterday, and the this young man is an extraordinary individual. Todd, good morning. And, you know, I want to tell people about, you know, things that you're doing, things that are coming up. But, you know, I want you to introduce yourself. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning to everybody out there listening. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So my name's Todd Thompson. I'm 31 years old, and I reside right now in Cottonwood. Born and raised in Shasta County in Anderson. Moved away in 1988 when I was about 10. My dad worked construction, and things were a little slow, so we moved down to the Bay Area, and basically just, you know, my whole family lives here in Shasta County, basically, my dad and my mom's side. Grew up around here, and I've got a family now. wife, Andrea, and a daughter, Gracie, who's 6 years old, and a son, Lane, who's 9 months, and own my own business.
And that's it's Power Trip Performance.
Power Trip Performance.
Motorcycle.
And, it's a motorcycle repair and service facility.
Well, let me jump in here, Todd.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you've been racing motorcycles since you were, what, age three?
I've been riding probably since I was about three. Yeah, racing probably when I was... I started racing when I was around four or five, yeah.
Okay, racing. You know, this is motocross, right?
Yeah, motocross, big jumps.
Yeah. Now, at age 19, you had a horrible accident.
Basically, I broke my leg really bad. I was racing a night race in Livermore down in the Bay Area, and broke my leg bad, and basically complications due to the injury. I got what was called compartment syndrome. And what that does is it basically cut the circulation off my femoral artery behind my knee and my right leg. And they were unable to catch it in time, and circulation of my foot got cut off. And 14 days later, they ended up having to amputate it.
Okay, so you lost your, was it your foot or was it below the knee?
Yeah, it's 7 inches below the knee. Yep, so basically my ankle and my foot.
Okay. Now, and then from there, you just didn't let that stop you. You said you started walking again, learning to walk in about 8 months.
Yeah, it took me, the rehab process was fairly extensive. It took me about 8 months before I could even get fitted for a prosthetic just because of the swelling and the damage to my knee. They repaired my knee in the hospital when I first did it, with external fixators and pins and screws. And, like I said, it wasn't till about 14 days later they realized that I had an infection in my foot, because of the lack of blood flow. But, the knee itself was repaired. It was the trauma to the amputation site and the swelling and all that stuff, that enabled me to have a prosthetic for about 8 months. So, yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, and then, and after that, you told me that you got back on a motorcycle again.
Yeah, that entire 8 months, I was, in my head, I was visualizing riding and doing what I wanted to do. So, I almost think it was the day I got my prosthetic. It may have been the next day.
Uh-huh.
I literally, they fitted me for my prosthetic. I walked out of the prosthetic shop, and I believe it was the next day I was back out riding a dirt bike again. Just because I it's all I've ever really done. I played sports as a kid, but riding motorcycles is all I've ever wanted to do, and that's all I've pretty much, devoted my time and efforts to. It's something that makes me happy. It clears my mind, and it's also a good workout. So,
People don't realize that those that ride motorcycles, it gets in your blood. I mean, many of us have had. I guess I shouldn't even say this, but many of us have had accidents.
Yeah.
And and the day that, after within a week after I was injured, I was back down to the shop buying a new one.
Sure. Injuries happen in anything you do. You see people in sports get injured all the time. It's not just motorcycle riders.
That's right.
If you're up on your motorcycle riding, there's very, very, very few serious injuries. My case was a really rare injury. I've broken bones, wrists, ankles, stuff like that, but never had a serious injury until that day.
And that was motocross, and you were not. Do you ride on the street too?
Yeah, I ride on the street. Yeah.
Okay, so your major accident you had then was just in a motocross race.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It had nothing to do with anything other than just the. It was a fluke thing. Like I said, I've been racing. Been racing my whole life, and never had any serious injury up until that day.
Okay, now Todd, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you got into this, because you are one of six people in the world that's qualified to be in the Summer Adaptive X Games.
Yes, sir.
And we want to talk about how you got into it and a little bit about that. And also, there's a fundraiser here to help defray some of these expenses, because you're on your way, to Los Angeles here soon?
Yeah, it's going to be at the L.A. Coliseum July 29th. So.
Okay, great. Look, we're going to take a quick break and come right back to you. This is Carl Lindebot right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Todd Thompson, who is one of six people in the world that qualified to be in the Summer Adaptive X Games. Join us after these messages.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Listen, looking for a no-nonsense perspective on politics and culture in America? Then listen to the Alana Burke Show on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and streaming live via the Internet. The Alana Burke Show, not politically correct, not afraid to tackle the hard issues, a show where your voice can make a difference. If you're a business owner, visit the Reading Business Connection. You'll find a professional meeting venue, video conferencing. They're your local gateway to the global marketplace. Reading Business Connection. Call them at 223-4561.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services, including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob missed his cue. Nah, it's the computer today, right, Bob? Bob nods his head up and down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to reboot the computer, so keep talking, please.
Okay. Hey, look, today's going to be sunny with a high of 95, north-northwest winds. It's like about 58 right now. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. In fact, we're going to be there Friday. Linda Singh and one of our guests here in the next few minutes is going to be out there, too, Rick Hill. But our guest right now is Todd Thompson, and who is one of the six people that has qualified to race in the Summer Adaptive X Games. Okay, we talked about your injury, Todd, and then you got back into racing after that.
Yeah. Shortly after, in fact, probably about 2 months after I was fitted for the prosthetic, you know, I rode a little bit here and there. You know, the whole time I've had full-time jobs and, you know, never really took much time off other than the time I had to take, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I actually, ironically enough, I went back to the same track I get injured at. And, it was probably, I don't know, 3 months after I got back on a bike and, ended up winning that race. It was pretty cool. It was a good, you know, closure to that chapter.
It was. Now, so you heard about the, Adaptive X Games, right?
Yeah.
And what exactly is that for people that don't
adaptive,
know?
X Games. Well, it's actually the Summer X Games.
Right.
It'll be the
right.
The 16th year this year. It's a yearly deal, and it's basically where all the extreme athletes around the world get together and basically showcase, you know, their talents and their skills. Well, an organization by the name of Adaptive Action Sports, a guy named Dan Gale, realized that there was a need for a venue for guys like me to be able to showcase their talents. Even though we were, you know, quote unquote disabled or handicapped, you know, he's put together a venue to where we can, you know, compete on the highest level. And without Adaptive Action Sports, you know, basically Summer X Games for me wouldn't be possible, because, you know, the able-bodied guys, the guys that aren't injured, that don't have, you know, disabilities or handicaps, so to speak. And I hate that word, because You know,
so do I.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't fit with me. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't consider myself handicapped or disabled.
Right.
At all.
We, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, these adaptive games. We've had so many injuries out of the wars and sure. with the IEDs that our men and women are coming back, staying on active duty. Mm-hmm. We've got a program set up so that they can remain active in sports.
Sure.
So yeah, you know, let's kind of do away with that idea of handicap.
Yeah.
There.
So anyway, you know, I mean, but. You know, the reality is that, you know, there's no way that I'm going to be able to compete with the guys, you know, that are able-bodied. I mean, they're just so fast. They have so much talent. They have so much ability, and they don't have to overcome the things that I do when I'm riding. And you know, I mean, like the fact that, you know, the biggest problem I have is trying to keep my leg to stay on while I'm riding.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have that. So. There's a lot of things that go into riding my motorcycle that those guys don't have, which, you know, is an advantage to them.
Right. Well, but then, and this is why we're having this. Now we've got like 4 minutes left. So you and we're going to take you over past the break here for a couple minutes too to talk about the fundraiser. But you went to they just had the qualifying heats. Is that right?
Yeah. Every year, you know, they have a qualifier. It's actually in Millington, Michigan. Me and my good friend Jason Burris, the owner of Capone's downtown,
yeah,
and a good friend Manny Ornelas, and my wife and a couple other people went back to Michigan, and they had the qualifier of the year, and it's actually in conjunction with the Extremity Games.
Mm-hmm.
And the Extremity Games is basically the Adaptive World Championships.
Right.
And through the Extremity Games, I was able to win a silver medal, which I basically took second place in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the X Games qualifier, which was a separate race in itself, I actually won. So, you know, I went all the way back to Michigan. It took us 3 days to go back there and, you know, all the travel, and ended up winning the qualifier for the X Games. So going into X Games this year, I'm the number one qualifier, which is kind of a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. Now, and this is going to be, like you said, down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it'll be Los Angeles, July 29th. It'll be televised live on ESPN. So those of you who want to watch, you can watch live when I'm down there.
One of our own here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to have a fundraiser, right?
Yeah. This Saturday, June 26th, we're going to be out at Finger Lakes Raceway down in Red Bluff. It's a local track. It's where I ride, you know, most of the time to do my training and stuff. And we're going to have a live band. Duke Panther's going to be playing. We're going to have tri-tip lunch. We're going to have a freestyle FMX show put on by Hi-Rez FMX, the same guys that did the show at the fair this year. You know, we're going to have Nick Dunn and Jesse Jolson out there doing backflips on their dirt bikes. We're going to have a bass fishing demonstration put on by Brett Govea. You know, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. So
yeah. Now, tell us again where it's going to be at.
It's going to be at Finger Lakes Raceway.
And it starts at?
It starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and it goes till 3. And we're going to have tons of raffle prizes and stuff to hand out. So, you know, anybody who wants to come out, it's open to the public. I'd like to have everybody out there the more the merrier, basically.
Yeah. Well, we just got a minute left here, but, you know, we're going to have you back on. We've already talked about it on Friday at about the same time here, about 10 after. And we're going to talk some more about this and more about the X Games, because we're behind you here, Todd. You know, this is, you know, six in the world, and you're one of us.
I consider myself number one, but we'll see about that.
Well, thanks so much. And, you know, like I said, you're going to be back on Friday at about the same time. We're going to talk more about the fundraiser. We're going to talk more about the X Games themselves and, you know, and how, you know, what exactly you do in the motocross there. I mean, how the course is set up, and so people can understand a bit more, and then how they can watch you in action.
Sure, yeah, and if anybody wants to check it out, I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ToddThompsonXGames, and you can get more information about the fundraiser and stuff like that. And then, you know,
okay.
All kinds of information on the Internet about adaptive action sports and stuff like that, so be cool to raise some awareness.
Yeah, okay, we're going to be talking to you again Friday at about 10 after 7. So thanks so much, Todd, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
You bet. This is Carl Lindebott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Coming up is Rick Hill. We're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars and a couple of other things here. Carl Lindebott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. good news and bad for people affected by the BP oil spill. The good news is BP has set up a $20 billion compensation fund. The bad news is if you get a chunk of that change, you will be taxed on it. Healthcare reform reforms the bottom line at Walgreens. Quarterly profits down by 11% at the drugstore chain. Walgreens says it got hit by expenses related to the new healthcare reform law. Also, the flu season wasn't too bad, so people needed less medicine. Rough seas at Carnival. Profits for the cruise ship company down more than 4% because of higher fuel costs. And Michael Jackson made more than $6 million from concert tours over the past 12 months, even though he's dead. That's because fans held on to their This Is It concert tickets as souvenirs rather than turn them in for refunds. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart for that very special gift anytime. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater July 2nd. America, sweet land of liberty, where its residents dared to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost for living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. Ticket sales will benefit the new Veterans Memorial Building, located in the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877. Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 35, and I'm a 50 to make it.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. And, you know, Linda's out on a secret mission today, trying to get everything ready. We're heading out of town here for down Sacramento. Our guest host tomorrow will be Doug LaMalfa, and he's got some things planned. And then, of course, Thursday is Mark Beecham. And Mark has the Chief of Police, Peter Hansen, and Sheriff Tom Single. They're going to be talking police matters, gangs, and all that. This is a good chance to ask the chief any question you have. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, Doug Tooley, the owner there, has been in the business a long time, and he's been servicing local customers since 1985. He's a veteran, 82nd Airborne. Now, B&T Satellite is off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito, and you need good work done. You know, Doug's going to do it for you. He's a local man. He guarantees his work, and you know, it's really good when somebody does something that you can just give them a call and talk to them. The phone number there is 244-1988, and again, they're just off Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. It's a great place. Okay, and Bob's been sitting here frothing
at the mouth. Man. Okay, tell us what
I'm sorry that I'm so excited about this, but this is big stuff. Okay, the Schrader Planetarium has for several years had a cooperative program with NASA and the Arizona State University, the Mars Spaceflight Facility, to involve local students, getting them interested in science. And, man, if we need anything, we need students interested in science. Well, some years back, we sent a couple of students down to the Jet Propulsion Lab to participate in the Mars Rover program. Well, now, and this is a national headline on Yahoo News, a group of seventh graders at Evergreen Middle School in Cottonwood, California, have made a discovery. They found what looks to be a Martian skylight, a hole in the roof of a cave on Mars, and resembles features found on Earth. This is through the Mars Student Imaging Program. It allows students to frame a research question and then commission Mars Orbiting Camera to take an image to answer that question. So this gets these kids fired up about science, and boy, do we need that. So a big congratulations to Dennis Mitchell. He's the seventh grade teacher down there at Evergreen Middle School in Cottonwood. And we're going to try to get hold of David Ewart from the Schrader Planetarium. And if you've never been there, it's a great place. And ask him more about this program and this discovery.
Oh, okay. I understand the photo they took, it looked like Jimmy Hoffa.
Maybe he was in the cave.
Hey, our guest today, our next guest, I should say, is a friend of ours, but he's also a big member. You know, he's a pillar of our community here, and we're trying to get him organized, or he's trying to get us organized because we didn't do it for him. Hey, it's Rick Hill. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, we have Rick here because he's one of the contestants. And you know what? I get such a kick out of this because here's Rick's good friend. Rick and Pam are good friends of ours. We ride Harleys. And here he is, dancing with the stars.
Yeah, I think I like victim better than contestant. But
I have gone to this every year, and Linda's going to be judging this year. But tell us about Dancing with the Stars.
Well, it's a fundraiser held every year for Shasta Women's Refuge, and it's packed out every year, and it seems to get more and more popular. And I think this year, more and more we're really stepping up. All the contestants are stepping up to raise funds this year, and everybody's having events and fundraisers all over the place. So I think it's going to be a great year for Shasta Women's Refuge.
Oh, I think so too. You know, with Linda being one of the judges there, we're going to all of them.
Yeah.
In fact, you've got one Thursday, right?
We have one coming up at Anselmo Winery on Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we have about 50 people so far that are coming. It'll be $40 a ticket, and for that, we'll have wine and tapas. We're going to have a couple of people from Shasta Women's Refuge on the board come and talk about the organization. And then $25 of every ticket goes directly to Shasta Women's Refuge. So it's from 5 to 8 on Thursday up in Anselmo. And so we have some tickets left. We have to, get all our orders in and everything by today. But it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I think so. In fact, we've got somebody that's calling in to ask you about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Line one. Linda, good morning, hon.
Well,
I hope it's the right Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
I'm on a secret mission.
I hear that. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, but if I tell anybody, I'll have to kill you.
Yes, I have to be what do you want to call it, decoded before I go into to the inner chambers of the Capitol.
Right, whatever that
decoded,
means.
Decoded, whatever. Yeah.
But Rick, we're so excited about you dancing, and like we said, there's six of you pillars of the community that are going to be dancing, and I understand that this is not something that you've done before, so you've been rehearsing a lot. What are the two dances, the two numbers you're going to be doing?
Well, we're going to be doing the Quick Step and the Paso Doble. So, that's
the Paso Doble. That sounds like something you do with when you're riding a horse. That's not it though, right?
It may as well have been with me dancing. So my dancing partner is Kathy Babcock, who I'm very fortunate to have.
You could not be in better hands.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
She is great, and she is so patient with me. I mean, in fact, she asked me last night if she's being too mean, you know, the things she's telling me and everything. It's, you know, things like, no, Rick, that's your right foot, not your left foot. So, but she's great.
You can't be mean enough at this time.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, I have to get it because I've never done anything like this before. Of course, my partner in this is really my wife, Pam. She's the master fundraiser, and she's the one that set up the Anselmo date and other things that we're doing. And so, you know, she said, look, let me handle the fundraising, and you just learn where to put your feet. So
that's great.
It is.
She's a machine.
Oh, she is. She's amazing.
In the best sense of the word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, best of luck. We're going to be up there on Thursday night. We want to support you as well as all the other contestants. Of course, this is for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and Rick, we're just really, really thrilled to see what you're good, you know, you got displaying your goods.
Thanks, Linda.
And you know what, I gotta go because the general's calling.
Okay. You better get back to work, whatever it is you're doing.
Okay,
hey, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right, miss you, honey. See you later. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and the Bot on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Rick Hill. We're talking about the Shasta Women's Refuge. We're talking about Dance with the Stars, Shasta County style. Every one of the contestants most of them will be on the show. I can't promise every one of them, but we're going to give everybody so you get a chance to know them. And we are so strongly supporting this. All the budget cuts we've had, they need help here. We're going to talk about that too. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hi, it's Tuesday, and at the Shasta Center, it's Super Sidewalk Sale and Shopping Day. Every Tuesday this summer, the Shasta Center merchants and Kubler's Furniture are proud to offer Reading awesome sidewalk sale specials, coupons, and more. We will have a local artisan's fair, a fabulous farmer's market, and all of us at the center will be showing our wares and offering unbeatable specials. We have everything from Clyde's Next Generation HD Electronics to All Fired Up's one-of-a-kind paint-your-own pottery to Kubler's beautiful quality home furnishings. So stop by and check out the deals today, located on Churn Creek Road.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you, and only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, over 85 locations and online. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu. Certified to operate by CHEP in New York. DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Yeah, welcome back on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:45 exactly, and the weather today is going to be 95. It's about 59 degrees right now. It's going to be 95, and it's going to be clear. It's going to be hot. You know, it's in a time, you know, even though it hasn't been as hot as it usually is,
mm-hmm.
Don't leave your dogs,
don't leave the kids in the car. It's not a good idea. And, you know, everybody laughs and says, oh, you don't need to say that. Wrong. That we'll find during the summer, somebody's going to leave their kids in the car. Oh, it's just for a minute. I just went into Wind River. I thought I had a real good chance here of winning something, you know. Or they leave their dog in the car, and it gets, you know, it's like 25 degrees hotter inside the car than it is outside. Even if you, you know, crack the windows there. So we'll have a show about that. Hey, our guest is Rick Hill, who, as we've been kidding around about Dancing with the Stars, the Paso Robles or whatever that is. It's a, no, that's a town, isn't it?
I thought I had to drive there, not dance there.
Yeah, there you go. But there's a serious side to this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, we want to talk about what the Shasta Women's Refuge does.
Well, yeah, and I was pretty unaware of what they did until I got involved in this. Barbara Harrison gave me a call and, you know, shared with me about Shasta Women's Refuge and what an important part of the community they are. And that's one of the reasons, really, that I said I would do this. But just to talk to you a little bit about Shasta Women's Refuge, people say, well, what do they do? Well, they provide emergency shelter, 24-hour crisis line, legal advocacy, children's program, and assistance with restraining orders, counseling, and other support services. So they do a lot in our community, and a lot of times kind of behind the scenes, I suppose. You don't hear about it a lot. Last year, their funding was cut from the state by over $200,000, so that's another real big reason for this fundraiser. I think we're going to help raise a lot of money to help keep them going. And I found out that, you know, a lot of people ask about these nonprofit organizations. They say, well, how much money actually goes to the organization and how much goes to the administration? So actually, with Shasta Women's Refuge, 85 cents of every dollar goes to sustain the program. Then there are a few statistics that I wanted to share that they gave to me. And for last year, they answered 510 crisis calls. They provided in-person counseling to 982 clients. They did 590 restraining orders, or helped with those restraining orders. And they provided over 3,700 days of shelter to 126 adults and 93 children. So they really do a lot in our community. They need our help. And so I'm really pleased to be able to participate in this event. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I also have to thank Lynn Ann Salisbury. She's working with Pam on the fundraisers, too, and really, really helping out, you know, a big part of the team.
Well, you know, everybody is, all of the people involved are really out there working hard to raise money for this. And, you know, people have to realize is that this is a private enterprise. I mean, this is not something that we're having to, you know, if it wasn't for the refuge, we'd have to be spending more money trying to take care of these people.
Oh, exactly.
Out there. Yeah. And these are people that are in the throes of a disaster by the time they get there.
Mm-hmm.
At this. So it's not like I just kind of casually walk in there.
And right.
Restraining orders are pretty severe.
And by the time they get there, they really need the help.
Yeah. Okay.
So this event's going to be on July 10th at the Cascade Theater. And you can actually go vote online right now. You can go to anewscafe.com or enjoymagazine.net, and you can go in there and vote and contribute.
Well, those are two great places too. Donnie Greenberg and the people from Enjoy Magazine. They're on here every month here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always good to have them on, and Donnie, because Donnie's a great person.
Yeah.
So you can vote there. You can vote for your favorite dancer.
Yes,
already?
Absolutely.
Without even seeing you?
You can vote, contribute, and I hope everyone comes out. I know it'll be a sold-out event, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about, is it difficult to dance in your motorcycle leathers? Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing. Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day? How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office... Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. It is 7:53 in the morning. It's going to be 95 today. It's going to be calm. It's like 59 degrees right now. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in tobacco emporium in the North State. And the has Espresso Joe's, 30 or 40 different types of coffee, fixed 60 or 70 different ways. The T&B Sweeties will take care of you. And we're going to be down there Friday at noontime with Colonel Tim Garrity. We're going to be talking about a Marine commander in Beirut in 1983 and how, you know, what happens when politicians make decisions that put our warriors at risk. And, you know, we've got one of those going on right now, it appears, even though that, we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour. Our guest is Rick Hill. And who's here, you know, he's here to talk about Dance with the Stars and Shasta's Women's Refuge, but also, you know, Rick heads up Morgan Stanley here in town.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you see with the what's going on? Or is it getting better? I mean, you're into the investment side of it and planning.
Right.
What do you see?
Well, yeah, I'm at Morgan Stanley. I manage money, and I also manage the branch there, the branch office. And, you know, it's such a tricky environment out there right now. I do see the beginnings of improvements in the economy. You know, I see at the retail level, even here, a lot of people might disagree with me, but I do see some of the discretionary purchases that people make. I see people starting to come out and buy things like cars and boats and things like that from people that I've talked to. So maybe it's the very beginning stages, but I do see some improvement there. And that's encouraging. I just think that there's so much happening in Europe right now and with the euro against the dollar that I think we have a long ways to go before we're out of this. And this could be just one of those You know, you talk about a false recovery, it could be one of those too. But I am seeing a few positive things happening out there, and you know the markets usually lead out of the recovery, and we've seen some of that this year. And again, it could be one of these recoveries in the market that doesn't last, but it's nice to see some recovery while we have it.
Yeah. You know, BP has taken it on the chin and just getting mm-hmm. pummeled by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do people realize, though, is if BP goes down, that's going to be taking a lot of people with them. And it's not just the oil people.
Absolutely. A lot of jobs there, and we could certainly get into that on a big level, but it's really too bad to see what's happening there.
Well, I've heard a lot of people have got investments in BP. And you know, a lot of retirement plans are tied into this company, and that, you know, if this company, you know, is put, I mean, if the you know, the sharks keep attacking, that there could be a lot of people hurt over this. Besides just the, you know, people are trying to get the executives, and they don't realize there's millions of other people that is going to be touched.
Absolutely. You know, with the dividend being suspended, there are so many people that depend on that dividend as part of their income. That's going to hurt a lot of people, like you say, more than just the executives at the company.
Well, that's what, you know, it's, again, a short-sighted thinking. It's, the fact is, yes, they have to clean this up. Yes, they, you know, the huge mistakes there. You know, they're huge public relations mistakes. Mm-hmm. They're much like, you know, we've had in the White House over this whole thing.
Exactly.
But the suspending the dividends like that was the idea to make sure there was enough money to pay for the spill.
Right. Exactly.
And yet there's Miss Molly, who's down in Louisiana, who relies on, that's 10% of her income or 15% of her income.
That's correct. And people have had this stock for years and years. You know, it came from other companies and was merged or was bought out over the years. They might have owned one company that eventually became BP. And so those dividends are a big part of their income. And the yield or the interest that it generates is a lot higher than you would think because they've had the stock for so long.
I mean, I heard something like 10% or something So people are could be getting a good part of the retirement income out of this.
Absolutely.
And a lot of retirement incomes were put into BP.
Right.
That's what I was talking about was, I think in Louisiana, the teachers' unions or the retired teachers had a lot of their money invested with BP.
Sure. A lot of those endowments and company retirement plans use BP as a big part of their investment process.
Well, that's when I see that happening, and you know, it's a disaster in so many ways, mm-hmm. but it could be even a more disaster here, you know, and even they're taking it in front of a judge, the moratorium on oil drilling.
Right.
No other country's not drilling out there. All the rest of them are just drilling as fast as they can. Instead, we put thousands of people out of work by putting a moratorium on this.
Yeah, so much going on there, and BP is a good company. They really are. You know, so I hope they make it through, and we'll see what happens.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
We've got just a couple minutes left. Let's finish up here with the Dancing with the Stars. How many hours a week do you spend on this? Or is it like that?
Oh, it is. Yeah. You know, not having any experience whatsoever. You know, I play guitar. I've played for years, and I thought, well, this won't be that difficult. I can, you know, go out there and do this. I have some rhythm, but I found out it was a lot more difficult than I ever thought it would be. I think it's probably one of the toughest things I've done in terms of just the learning process, you know, learning where to put your feet. So we're getting there. We've had a lot of practice. Kathy and I have been practicing, you know, a couple of times a week for the past few weeks, and it's usually just an hour or so, but mm-hmm. we're really stepping it up now because we've got to learn the other dance and get this thing down. So we're working hard.
Okay, so we have a fundraiser Thursday night,
right?
Selmo's, and how can you get tickets there?
Well, you can call 243-7735. That's our home, or call me at my office 223-4200, and we can still get you tickets today. And then it's also we're on Facebook. We're promoting it there, and so you can get hold of us through Facebook. So, but we got to get the tickets in. We got to get everything in today.
Okay, so today's the last day for
today's the last day for
and then we're going to have a great time on Thursday.
You bet.
And Friday you're going to be playing out it, and so
right.
And Linda's going to be singing because it's jazz night.
You bet. We'll have a great time out there. It's we've done this two times so far with Linda and the group, and I think it sounds great. We're having a lot of fun. A great venue, and everyone has that I've talked to just has a wonderful time out there with the food and the music and everything else.
Yeah, they sell out there on those nights. So it's going to be the summer jazz series,
right.
The summer music series, I should say. The first one was on June 4th, and we're doing this one, and then a couple in July and a couple in August.
Yeah, Linda's putting all those together. She's doing a great job.
Well, appreciate you stopping by today.
You know, and I was just thinking, Carl, I thought that, you know, they'll be looking for people for next year. And I just thought that Carl Bott would be a wonderful choice.
They can keep looking. Luckily, we ran out of time here.
I can hear people cheering already.
Right, thanks, Rick. Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Commander-in-Chief wants a personal explanation from the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan over a magazine article that's already prompted General Stanley McChrystal to fire the press aide who set it up. Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
This is not the first run-in General McChrystal has had with administration officials, nor the first time that he's been called on the carpet. The question is, will it be his last? The administration summoning him to Washington to explain a Rolling Stone article that shows the general and his team have a generally low regard for many in the administration. The general has apologized. Now, there are some signs of support coming from Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai is calling McChrystal the best commander in Afghanistan. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, a driving force in the Times Square bomb plot. Faisal Shahzad telling a federal judge yesterday the U.S. is terrorizing Muslim nations as he pleaded guilty to all counts. There's a new front line in the immigration debate. Fremont, Nebraska, where voters have approved a ban on hiring or renting property to illegals.
How is that being racist? Is that being racist against illegals? If it is, well, I'm all for it.
Opponents say it's unconstitutional, promising a court fight. Voters at the polls today for another round of primaries and one closely watched runoff. Fox Radio's Todd Starnes live.
That's right, Lisa. The one everybody's talking about is South Carolina's governor's race.
Stay on message. Talk about jobs. Talk about the economy. Talk about good government and transparency. And make sure that we stayed on message.
That's Nikki Haley, an Indian American hoping to become the state's first female governor in a Republican runoff with Congressman Gresham Barrett. And Utah rival Tea Party candidates duking it out after they ousted longtime GOP Senator Bob Bennett. Other primary battles today in Mississippi and North Carolina, Lisa.
Thanks, Todd. And late word, the mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, convicted on corruption charges, will quit Friday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Randy and several co-workers attended a week-long out-of-town meeting. Once there, they were surprised to learn their hosts would provide their meals. Yet Randy's expense account covered meals. You get the picture. Eat for free and pocket the cash. Happens all the time. Everyone on the trip agreed that for the scheme to work, they must all take part. And so, unexpectedly, Randy found himself facing a compromise or a potentially hostile crowd at work. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge, and the question is, if no one gets hurt, does it hurt to bend a rule? You know, just bend it. You already know the answer. There is no such thing as no-fault cheating, ever, in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Adding insults to the oil spill in the form of a possible tax bill.
Unless Congress or the Treasury Department say otherwise, the money that BP has or will pay out to Gulf residents hurt by the oil leak is subject to federal income tax. On the other hand, BP will, if it chooses, be able to deduct that $20 billion reparations fund it set up.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Pensacola Beach, Florida, where there's concern windy weather could blow more tar balls ashore. Are U.S. tax dollars in Afghanistan ending up in the hands of Taliban insurgents?
Unintentionally financing the enemy? A U.S. military document indicating up to $4 million a week is allegedly being spent on extortion payments in Afghanistan. That money coming from a $2.1 billion Pentagon contract funding transportation of food, water, fuel, and ammunition to U.S. troops. Payments going to Afghan security firms with ties to the Taliban or local warlords.
Fox Radio's Jane Metzler, the U.S. U.S. Army and Congress investigating. Israel's blockade of Gaza facing a fresh challenge from Iran. State television reporting, Tehran will send an aid ship to Gaza next week. Hundreds of teachers in Milwaukee getting pink slips.
I just don't understand how a classroom is supposed to function without the teachers.
She's one of the laid-off teachers rallying with concerned parents who say it's time for emergency federal funding. The district, among many around the nation, making drastic moves in tight budgets. More American Idol wannabes will get a chance.
American Idol looking to open up the competition a little bit next year, lowering the age limit for the 10th season from 16 to 15 years old. The show's executive producer saying there's a lot of young, talented people who are looking to start their careers before they turn 16. And while younger contestants may bring in a larger pool of talent, one question remains for next season. Who will replace Simon Cowell as a judge?
Fox Radio's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:06 in the morning. It is 61 degrees. It's going to be 95 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Great place to go to, great destination. We're going to be there Friday for Night of Music there with Linda and Rick Hill and several others. We're going to be starting that about 6 o'clock on Friday. Hey, our guest is Sharon Gaberkevich. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Well, you know what? Linda isn't here today.
Oh, gosh. But, I haven't turned on my radio yet to know that.
Well, you know, it's because she's on a secret mission, and she's out
good
doing things before we leave today. So she's been calling in, but we miss her here. So
I know. Well, we women have to keep you on your toes every once in a while, so you probably appreciate her more now.
Well, I appreciate her all the time now. Okay, now you're calling in. Now Sharon has a show here with Senior Solutions and Home Helpers. You're doing so much for our community and so much for our seniors and their families. But you've got something else going on too.
I do. I've been asked by the American Cancer Society to chair a new event here in Reading called Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And this is an event that nationally they've done, but never on a local level here in town. And it's an inaugural event here. It's going to be Sunday, August 29th. It's a 5K walk across the Sundial Bridge. We are doing a kickoff breakfast tomorrow morning down at the Market Street Promenade from 7:30 to 8:30 at the South End in the atrium. So if you're interested in participating in this event, it's a fundraiser, of course, for breast cancer. I know we just finished the Relay for Life. A lot of folks were involved in that. This is on a smaller scale. It doesn't require any money to participate. We want everybody to get out. It's a healthy event on August 29th, but we are doing a kickoff breakfast tomorrow. We want everyone to come on down if you can from 7:30 to 8:30. And the foundation of this event is helping women celebrate more birthdays.
Well, it sounds like a very worthy cause, but you're always involved with worthy causes.
Well, you know, I have seen so many of my clients, unfortunately, have a breast cancer diagnosis, and we've supported them through their treatments. Many times the American Cancer Society is stepping up with round-the-clock, you know, customer care lines, with transportation to and from a lot of their treatments, and many, many things. I've seen them really, really support not only my clients, but I've had a few caregivers also have a breast cancer diagnosis, so I understand the role they play in helping so many women. So when I was asked to be the chairperson, which basically means the mouthpiece, I figured that was the perfect role for me.
Well, if they needed enthusiasm, initiative, and in a tenacity, they got the right woman there. That's for
sure.
That's
what I figured. And if anybody is interested in learning more about the event and can't make the breakfast, there's a great website. It's makingstridesreading@cancer.org. That's makingstridesreading@cancer.org, and they have it set up where you can actually register yourself or your team right there online, so it's super easy. There's not a lot of paperwork and forms to fill out, so if you're interested in participating, again, the event isn't until August 29th. It's a Sunday morning, starts at 7 o'clock at the Sundial, so it'll be nice and cool, nice community event, get out and walk across the bridge, and I know Linda's already offered to be there and help MC everything, so I know you two will be as involved as you can, and we always appreciate your support on these events, Carl.
Well, you know, this is what we do. This is our community, and whether it's a you know, a veterans, whether it's a veterans event or if it's a, you know, something for our community. This is what community radio is, and this is what it should do. It's to help.
Absolutely.
It's to help our community. But, you know, only thing we do is we just kind of give a voice out here for people like you and so many others. You know, like Rick Hill was just talking about the, you know, the Shasta Women's Refuge. And there's just so many events going on out there. You know, like you mentioned, Relay for Life, anything that's out there. Our community helps each other. Our community stands up for each other.
Oh, my gosh, I agree. And we are so fortunate to live in a place that, you know, even the team of people that are working behind the scenes on this event, I'm meeting all kinds of new people that are dedicated, that are cancer survivors or have had it touch their lives. And I'm just constantly surprised and re-enthused to get into different groups and see all these wonderful folks that spend, you know, their free time away from their families and their work, you know, supporting our community. And it's wonderful to see.
Absolutely. Now tell us one more time where it's going to be at tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 8:30, it's at the Market Street Promenade downtown. There's a beautiful area right there by Pages in the downtown promenade.
Uh-huh.
Called the Atrium. So it's an outdoor seating area. So that's where we're going to have the breakfast tomorrow. So encourage anyone who's interested to come on out. We'd love to have you for breakfast and educate you on the event. Again, you can also visit MakingStridesReading@cancer.org. And, Carl, I will see you and Linda on Friday night at Anselmo.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And, you know, if you don't have reservations, you need to call out there. Okay, hey, thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you again. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
For some scrumptious barbecue like pulled pork, tri-tip, or southern-style slow-cooked ribs, then you need to get on over to Brick Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill on Placer Street. Not sure your taste buds are craving smokehouse barbecue? Then Brick's also has burgers, hot dogs, fries, wraps, salads, and much more. Call in, take out, or dine at Brick's Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill. Located downtown Reading at 1718 Placer, across from Holly's Bail Bond. Or call 245-9158.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Hello, this is Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the folks that purchased an animal at the Shasta District Fair and donated them back to the community barbecue. Without you, we would not have one. Well, the hot weather's here finally. For all of those watercraft folks, we have 100 unleaded and also 93 ethanol-free and lots of propane. We have dyed and clear diesel at all of our locations, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. For all those weekend mechanics, at the Redding plant, we have bulk oils, synthetics, greases, everything you need to keep your trucks and equipment on the go, in your container or ours. If you give us a call ahead of time, we'll have it sitting on the dock for you. Remember, if you'd like a quote on a monitor or Toyo heater, our estimates are free. Give Johnny a call and set it up. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey there, Redding. This is Kurt Largent of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I'd like to invite you to listen in from 8 to 9 every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We will discuss anything and everything there is to know about real estate. There's nothing we can't help you with. So listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 to the Kurt Largent Radio Show, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, The Flu Season, Keller Williams Realty, Craig Winton at State Farm Insurance, The Sightline Agency, Level Exterminators, and your local Dairy Queen.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bach on KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Linda's not here today. She's out on a mission, getting things ready. We're getting ready to take off today. Our guest host tomorrow is going to be Doug LaMalfa. He's got some, he has guests planned. Bad Bob here will be taking charge of the show, making sure everything happens. And then, of course, Thursday we got Mark Beecham. And Mark will have Sheriff Tom Basenko and our Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen will be on the show Thursday. Our guest Friday will be Colonel Tim Garrity. He's written a book called Peacekeepers at War, Beirut, 1983, A Commander Tells Its Story. The mission there in Beirut in 1983 resulted in an attack by Hamas and Islamic jihadists that cost 241 Marine and sailor lives that day, the largest loss of life in the Marine Corps since battle fights in Iwo Jima. The colonel's been on the show before to generate a great deal of interest, and so he's coming back. So we're looking forward to that. And speaking of the military, the White House has summoned the top Afghanistan general, General McChrystal, back. It seems like General, if you haven't heard about this yet, it's quite interesting. The McChrystal and his aides and a lot of his staff were accompanied by a reporter from the Rolling Stone magazine for a couple of weeks. And when the article came out, it was not what you'd call favorable of President Obama and his national security team. It seems that, McChrystal's people were saying is that, they weren't sure about what the strategy was. When somebody mentioned Vice President Joe Biden, an aide was quoted by saying, Biden, the aide was quoted as saying, "Did you just say bite me?" That they called the White House National Security Advisor Jim Jones, a retired four-star general, a clown who was stuck in 1985. McChrystal was quoted as saying he felt betrayed by a leak of a classified cable from U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Eikenberry, last year. The cable raised doubts about sending more troops to shore up the Afghan government. If you remember, McChrystal was selected by President Obama, according to the White House, personally. Even though McChrystal said the only time he ever saw Obama and ever talked to him was we went in there for a 10-minute photo op. And if you remember also, they said it was like 45 to 50 days that McChrystal was over in Afghanistan before the first time he even talked to the president about this. They put McChrystal in there, the White House, and the Secretary, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. They fired McKiernan, who was there before him, General David McKiernan, was removed because most experts interpreted it as a sign Washington was losing patience with the conventional tactics. So they brought in McChrystal, who was a special operations general, and they've gone after him. But now, it took Obama weeks to come up to the fact that that they wanted to add 30,000 more people, 30,000 more troops to the war, which is what McChrystal had asked for. And that started some of the problems, and that the McChrystal has said in the article, which by the way it's going to be on the newsstands Friday, that I found the time painful just trying to talk to the president about it, and he said as disappointed in his first Oval Office meeting. So McChrystal, General McChrystal, who is the head of 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, and by the way he's a very popular commander. There's confusion about what our role is there. 30,000 more troops we're supposed to complete a mission, but they're going to start withdrawing troops by July of next year, a year from next month. So if you're going against the enemy in an unconventional war, how can you put a timetable on it? That's my question. And if you do put a timetable on it, what do the bad guys do? Do they come out and go into set battles with you? Or do they just hang back until you start pulling your people out and then they come back again? Now we're talking about the Taliban here, who used to run this country. There's all types of, you see all types of headlines that part of the money that's coming through is ending up in the, through extortion and other reasons. It's coming through out of contractors back into the Taliban's hands, in warlords' hands. There's a lot of things going on in Afghanistan that need to be questioned. But, you know, what I question here is, you know, what is the administration's plan for Afghanistan? Is there really a plan? And McChrystal talking like this. Okay, first of all, General McChrystal, why would you have somebody from the Rolling Stone accompany you all for a few weeks? And was it that he was like, or she, or I don't know who the reporter was it, were they like a fly on the wall that people were saying things that they just started trusting this person and kind of like embedded with them that they could say things they didn't think was going to come out later on? McChrystal immediately apologized and said that he admires President Obama. He said that he really regretted this, that he regretted it coming out, but yet he didn't deny any of the things about it. He didn't deny anything he said in there. He just said he really was sorry he did it. And I guess there's been a press aid that's already been removed. I don't know which press aid it was. It was from the whoever set this up was fired. So I would imagine there a chance of picking up a job in the administration or in the government any place has probably just gone downhill. And we got to take a quick break here. But, you know, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Should McChrystal be allowed to express his sentiments about the commander-in-chief? Should he have just kind of like bit his lip and just kept pushing forward? What if you have, what if you don't agree with the commander-in-chief? What are your options for that? Are there options for that? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater July 2nd. America, sweet land of liberty, where its residents dared to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost for living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. Ticket sales will benefit the new Veterans Memorial Building, located in the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877. Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, son.
Shh.
You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five star.
Five star cast?
Five star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl on the bottom, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. It is 8:24 in the morning, and hey, you know, Nick, on July 1st, there's going to be, from 6 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a Shastan Veteran Support Group barbecue to be held at Tobacco and Brew. The Barbecue is being provided with the help and support of Tobacco and Brew, the Patriot Guard Riders Missing in America Project, and Old Guard Riders. It's open to membership of veteran support groups operating in the Reading area. And, you know, just come on down there, see everybody, see your fellow veterans, see your, get the chance to meet the people down there in the Patriot Guards, and if you're not already associated with them and Missing in America and the Old Guard Riders, it's going to be a great time. Linda and I are going to be there just because we like hanging around with these guys. And so it's July 1st, and we're going to talk about it some more. July 1st at Tobacco and Brew. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a great time. McChrystal was depicted as being almost a lone wolf on the outs with many important figures in the Obama administration. And it says unable to persuade even some of his own soldiers that the strategy that he has can win the war. Well, there's many others that believe the strategy can win the war. Here's the problem, though. Here you've got a general in the major theater of the war. Iraq is winding down now. Afghanistan is getting hotter and hotter every day. This is Obama's war. This isn't Bush's war. This is Obama's war to win or lose. So they took the general that was there before and replaced them with General McChrystal, hand-picked, hand-selected by Gates and Obama to do this job, even though it sounds like perhaps Obama was not that familiar with McChrystal and had not met him, had not even talked to him. So here's McChrystal months later, and he's talking about things that are wrong with the prosecution of the war, with running this war, and he says it to Rolling Stone magazine, and it comes out. I mean, your commander in charge of 100,000 troops disses. he berates the national security team surrounding President Obama. And also his counterpart there, his civilian counterpart, the ambassador, Eikenberry, that's in Afghanistan, saying that Eikenberry had covered his flanks well on a mistake, so that in history, I think his exact words were, here's one that covers his flanks for the history books. Now if we fail, they can say, I told you so. Well, General McChrystal is in the throes of a huge, huge debacle here. The administration probably as if they don't have enough problems with BP and their public relations disaster down there and their inability to handle what's going on down there, now have the top general saying that the national security team is a joke. McChrystal's on his way back right now to the White House. Now, do you think he's going to survive this? I don't know. And here's the thing is that McChrystal can have his opinions, and he should have his opinions. But when you go public about the commander-in-chief, if you look at it that, he has said that the strategy and the people that are around him, around the president, are wrong, and that he's not being supported, and all these other things that have been alluded to, and I don't know, I have not seen the article, I'm just going by what other people have written about it, that this is a major morale blast to the troops there. If they feel like the commander-in-chief and his team do not have a clear strategy, if they do not have a clear strategy, what are we on the ground for? This is how I feel. If we don't have a clear strategy in Afghanistan, what are we doing there? If, we're putting in 30,000 troops, but we're going to pull them out, was that something just to kind of like, oh, yes, we're tough. We're tough on defense here. But we're going to put an arbitrary time limit on you troops to start pulling you out. Well, what if the job's not done? You know, I get emails from people that are still connected in the Marine Corps, and they're out there doing things, and they're still trying to figure out who the bad guys are. They're putting things out, and already they're getting pushed, they're getting pressed to accomplish missions that should take months. They want them done in weeks because they've got a date that they're going to be pulling out from there and handing it over. The idea is to provide enough security the Afghans can stand up like the Iraqis did. Anyway, but McChrystal talking like this, should he be replaced? You think he will be? You can argue with your senior leadership in the military. You can argue with them. You can present your arguments. You can show them why you think you're right. But when it gets right, when it comes right down to it, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but we're going to do it this way. Then it's, you know, it's aye, aye, sir. If you're not going to, if it's not going to cost you all your people, if it's not something that's such a disaster, then you just, you know, you move forward with it, and you don't take it public. I think McChrystal made a huge mistake here in allowing that to happen, allowing somebody to go with them and to be this open with, I mean, with the Rolling Stone or any magazine or any paper. Did he think that this was not going to be done? Well, if he really thought that, then he is naive. And it's and you know, as Bob said, you know, he said the same thing happened to MacArthur.
Yeah, didn't he criticize the leadership and he got hung out for to dry for?
Truman fired him, brought him back and fired him in Korea. So, you know, unfortunately, this is, you know, this is the second general they're going to fire. I don't know how, you know, McChrystal may survive this, but I don't see how after this. You know, the president can say, I've lost confidence in this general to conduct the strategy that we had planned. So when we come back, we're going to be discussing, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about immigration and how a little town is having a big battle with illegal immigration. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. The top commander in Afghanistan could be at war with the White House after trashing the administration in a magazine article.
This is not the first run-in General McChrystal has had with administration officials, nor the first time that he's been called on the carpet. The question is, will it be his last? The administration summoning him to Washington to explain a Rolling Stone article that shows the general and his team have a generally low regard for many in the administration.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. Senator John Kerry says all parties should take a step back.
And staying cool and calm and not sort of succumbing to the normal Washington Twitter about this for the next 24 hours.
McChrystal has apologized to everyone mentioned. Not quite ready to recover.
Sales of previously occupied homes were forecast to be up in May, but instead they were down by 2.2%.
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, Rach, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bond, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 8:35. It's 61 degrees out today. Or I guess it's 62 now. It's going to be 95 and sunny today. The humidity is right now is about 67%. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite out on Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Doug, the owner, has got, they've been in business since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He's a local business. They do great work. They are, they support the community. They support the veterans in the community. You need to get that new connection. B&T Satellite is the place to go to. Doug will give you great service. He's somebody that takes his job and his work seriously. And again, you have a problem, you have a concern, or you just have a question. It's Doug Tooley. And you just call 244-1988. They're down on Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Look for those satellites out in front. Hey, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Well, you know what? You're doing really well soloing this morning.
Well, you know, it doesn't feel like it. You know, it's like you're riding a bicycle. And it's like, you know, but it's not quite, you know, one of the, you know, the pedals aren't there or something. You're just kind of like, you know, going along. You know, Linda's trying to get everything ready before we leave, you know, before we leave today.
So. Well, keep your pant leg out of the chain, okay?
Well, I'll try to do that. What you got today, John?
Well, listen, you know, I'm kind of simply amazed and amused when I read and hear that a legal challenge has already been prepared and filed against the Fremont, Nebraska new restrictive law against hiring and renting to illegal immigrants. It's truly dichotomous that the ACLU is trying to have a law that restricts illegals, the key word, functional word is illegals here, from being hired or rented to, and requiring that employers use the E-Verify system to determine whether or not these are legal people or not. Now, they're going to have this law declared illegal. Illegal to rent to illegals or to hire illegals. Is something wrong with that picture?
Yeah, you know, it's they're looking at the number of illegals that have moved into this small town. And it just keeps going up, you know, by 10 or 15% every year. And from what I understand, it's going to require potential renters to apply for a license to rent.
Exactly.
And it's going to force Fremont officials to check if the renters are in the country legally. If they're found not to be, if they're found to be illegal, they will not be issued a license. And then E-Verify is just to make sure for the employers that the person there is legal. What's wrong with this?
Well, I can't even begin to imagine how it can be a crime to not rent to or not hire a criminal.
I don't understand.
It just confuses me, that's all. I mean, the terms are so obvious. Illegal immigrant is a person who is illegally in this country. He's a criminal. They don't have any rights.
And then, John, that's not true. See, they have all the rights of an American citizen, as long, you know, unless somebody says, you know, unless somebody takes action like Arizona or the town of Fremont or other people. I mean, if you look at the Clinton administration. Look at the Obama administration when Hillary Clinton in another country says, oh, we're going to bring, there's going to be a lawsuit contesting the Arizona law. In another country, she makes this announcement. I mean, this, you know, what is going on? The clowns are running the circus here.
Really, there's no question. But I mean, check this out. If I go and rob a bank, it's not illegal unless somebody complains about it. Or wait a minute, there is a law existing, but it might be illegal that law is persecuting me for robbing banks.
Only thing they're asking is that before you rent a place or you go to work, is that it's verified that you're in the country legally.
Legally.
I don't understand what the problem with this is. I don't well, have you been following this congressman named Kyle out of Arizona?
Yes.
And where he went and talked to the president and he reported that the president said, if we close down the border and we keep the people out, the illegals out, then there'll be no reason for you, meaning the Republican Party, to come to the table and pass immigration reform. I mean, how can you even say this?
That's convoluted thinking, I can imagine.
Well, you know, the White House said that's not what was said, and Kyle is standing by his comments. He said, yeah, that's exactly what he said. You know, and it wouldn't surprise me if Obama did say that to him, because he said other things there that have been questionable at the very best, you know, such as veterans using their own private insurance to pay for war wounds they suffered in defense of the country. You know, I mean,
incredible. Listen, I have an offer to make you.
Okay.
I'm traveling out of the state after the 15th of July. I'm going to head down through San Diego and across through Arizona, New Mexico, down through Texas into Louisiana, and I'm going to be working down in Louisiana for a little while on the spill.
That's right.
And I'm going to, as I'm going along, if you would like, I'd like to give you guys a call, and we'll talk to various people like illegal immigrants, patrol border people, the patriots down there that are doing some border work, the workers in Texas and Louisiana that are having troubles. And I thought it might be nice for you to have an opportunity to interview them over my phone while I'm making this trip.
Absolutely. And you'll be our correspondent in the field along the southwest border. We've got one up in Shingletown. And,
I think it'd be fun.
Not Shingletown, but up in Trinity County and Hayfork, telling us what's going on with the pot wars going up there. So now we can have John, our correspondent, on the border.
There you go.
Just don't get in trouble.
Oh, I'm going to try not to.
We'll give you a little KCNR badge to wear. Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. It's Carl on the Bot. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:43 in the morning. It's going to be 95 today. Currently about 65 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's a great place. In fact, we're going to be up there Friday. We're going to be, not me, I stay out of this. You know, Linda's going to be up there singing. It's part of the music series they're having up in Anselmo's. It starts at 6 p.m. up there. Make reservations out there. You know, one of the things that we've had phone calls on, you know, we talk about illegal immigration, and we talk about what's happening over Afghanistan and McChrystal and all that. You know, but we've had phone calls, people that are really, really upset about what's going on in the fish and game department around here. You know, especially the, you know, having to draw, you know, here up in Zone C, having to draw for deer permits. And, you know, at the fair, and by the way, the fair had great, great attendance this year. It was the biggest attendance since 2007. It said 84,000 people attended the 2010 fair, compared with 82,000 in 2009. And it's, I think, in 2008, they only had 78,000 people, and I think the highest was 107,000 7 years ago. But they have the California Fish and Game Department there, and I said, so what's going on with this, with the drawing for a deer permits, for hunting permits in, you know, in the Zone C up here? And his, you ever seen that, you know, you ever seen people, they kind of shrug their shoulders, they put their hands out, and they go, you know, really, I don't know what's going on with this. You know, here's people up here that, you know, that have been hunting this area their whole lives, and now they're not going to be able to. They have their own land. They have their land up here, and they can't hunt on their own property because now you have to draw a a permit to hunt up here for a tag, and they didn't make it. They didn't get that. They didn't get drawn. So now you've got people coming in from out of state and down, you know, Los Angeles and San Francisco. And San Francisco can be considered out of state many times, you know, for being up here. Or even out of world at times, but coming on up here to hunt in our backyard when people have their own property they can't hunt in. And so he has no idea why that happens. You know, and something else happened too. And I asked him about this. What about the stocking or non-stocking of lakes and ponds and these streams? Why did we stop doing that? And it turns out, you know, it's, and people are just incensed about a lawsuit by a couple of conservation groups that said that when we stock the streams and the ponds and the lakes, that it has, you know, it endangers the indigenous animals like the frogs and trout. Well, the California Fish and Game Department has been doing this for over 100 years, and it seems to be working. But then they just cut it off completely. Well, they've just said, though, is that they are going to start restocking some of the areas. They're going to include, you know, Lake Shasta, Trinity Lake, Eagle Lake. They've chosen 60 of the North State lakes, rivers, and creeks that they're going to stock up on. However, there's 254 others that they usually do that they don't. So these are people that, you know, a lot of our fishermen, they'll hike in. They come in up here. They like to pack in and fish and do their trout fishing, and they can't do it. They're not stocking anymore because of the state of California. The Fish and Game Department had 10 years to do an environmental impact statement, and guess what? They haven't done it. So that's what happened. That's what started it. So, again, your tax dollars at work. And speaking of tax dollars, more. It just keeps getting better and better. It seems like, you know, every time we turn around, there's something else that happens that they, they spend money on things or they don't spend money on things. We're $20 billion in the hole. They spend money on making new laws that it's going to cost money to do. They don't get together and take care of other missions that they should be doing. You know, it's like trying to make sense out of what's happening in Sacramento is something that I just after following it now for what, 2 years, I can't figure out what they're doing. And now we're having, you know, we've had the first round of elections, and do we see a lot of changes on this? We see the governor's race coming up. We see Meg Whitman is going to run probably against Jerry Brown. You see this happening. You see somebody that has spent what, $80 million to become the Republican nominee for governor. You see Jerry Brown, and if he becomes, which it sounds like he's going to, it would be a huge surprise if he didn't, running for the Democrats, who was the governor, what? How long ago was that, Bob? 25 years
70s.
Ago?
70s? Yeah.
So now we're bringing back, you know, Jerry Brown to run against Meg Whitman. Meg Whitman, who has a stellar background in business, yet not in politics. So she's got to work with the people there. And what they're going to be doing is trying to figure out is how do you cut back on all this money we're spending, and yet we still start seeing things like, okay, we're going to have people register their, you know, their long guns. We're going to have people, you know, keep records on ammunition. All of these things, cost money instead of just cutting back on what we're spending. You know, right now, you know, the sex offenders, they're talking about that the state of California spends an average of something like $173,000 per sex offender, keeping them in the civil commitment programs. $173,000. It averages out, if you average the annual cost per offender, it averages out at $96,000 a year. This is nationwide. And it's $96,000 a year, about double what it would cost to send them to Harvard or an Ivy League university. This is sexual predator treatment. $173,000 we spend in California to confine and treat 5,200 offenders still considered too dangerous to put them back on the streets.
There's got to be a better island off the coast or something.
There's got to be a better way of doing this. I mean, what's happening? Where are we keeping them? I know you can't put them out in the regular, maybe you can't put them out in the regular population. If you did, it only lasts for 15 minutes.
And the problem with that?
Well, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott and KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car. Remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Plan. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
This one's for you, Carl. Oh. Congratulations, by the way. Thank you, Brian. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio. Linda's not here today. She's out on a mission trying to get ready because we're getting ready to head out of town. Our guest host tomorrow is going to be Doug LaMalfa. And Doug's going to have a number of guests. And then Thursday we'll have Mark Beecham. We'll be here with Sheriff Tom Basenko and Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. And then Friday we have Colonel Tim Garrity, author of the book Peacekeepers at War, Beirut 1983. He was the commander of the 24th Marine Amphibious Unit that was attacked there in Beirut. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue, Tim D.C., and the Man in Black. They give great haircuts. There's no styling there. There's no hair gel. There's no hair dryers. And don't even ask to have anything done to your nails. which is, you know, which is embarrassing for, you know, Rich Bay when he was there, because he keeps trying to get that pedicure, and they just don't do that. They're down off Athens Avenue. It's and as they put on their window, man's last stronghold, and they give great haircuts, great prices, and it's a great place to visit. This weekend we've got the fundraisers. We've got Todd Thompson. He's going to be going into his. It's going to be starting out there at Finger Lakes Race Park. We have the Veterans Barbecue. It's a Shaston Veteran Support Barbecue to be held July 1st at Tobacco and Brew next week. And that's for the veteran support groups, or any veterans that want to come and hang out with their friends. And it's at Tobacco and Brew, and it's being sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, Patriot Guard Riders, Missing in America Project, and the Old Guard Riders, 6 to 8. And we're going to be talking about that one more too. And we're getting, you know, as we get closer and closer to the 4th of July weekend. Well, I think that's what, here in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Next weekend, in fact. We're going to be doing that. There's a lot of things happening out on the 4th of July weekend too, besides the, fireworks. Even though I see that there's many, many places that are canceling their fireworks because of the cost.
I believe that Anderson Explodes, however, will be on July 3rd, which is a fabulous show and a lot easier to get in and out of down in Anderson. They hold a couple of fundraisers for it. That is going to be happening. We're going to go down there and enjoy that one.
You know, one of the things that we need to talk about, and we will here in the near future, is about, you know, people going out on the lakes. All the lakes are full, and yet I think for Memorial Day, it was almost a disaster out there in several instances.
It was pretty chaotic, and a lot of that was the college students. But just out there on Sunday, we observed a lot of people doing very unwise things out on their boats, riding on the bow while underway, drinking. I saw a guy sipping off of a beer while he was operating a 5-ton power boat, and again, no brakes, and I would highly doubt if there was so much as a single life jacket on board. That can cost you a lot of money.
Well, you know, I guess it's against the law to operate a vehicle, I guess your boat. Or is it? Is it against the law?
It is against the law for the operator to be consuming alcoholic beverages.
Okay, but other people there can be
right
whooping it up.
Yeah.
Now, do they pull you over and do DUIs?
Can indeed, and it counts the same on your driver's license as operating a motor vehicle while under the influence. You get the same points on your license.
You mean if you're driving your boat, and or if you're helming your boat, or
if you're convicted, it goes on your driver's
license.
So
they give you a ticket, and you go to court. You go to traffic court, or you just go to what kind of court do you go to? It's not traffic court.
It's not traffic court, but it is treated as a DUI.
How do they do that? I mean, do they give you a ticket for DUI, and then you go to court, and it's not like a regular traffic court, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, is this one of those things you go to traffic school for driving your boat
drunk?
I
don't think there's even a traffic school. Well, I believe that you can do a traffic school, but on drunk driving, I don't think they let you get out of it on traffic school. That's a big hit, and as it should be. I've gone on far too many accidents and seen otherwise. They need to drop the hammer on these folks when they get caught.
I guess it's one of those things that if you're in a boat that you have an accident out there, you got people in the water, and if they don't have their life preservers on, going back to the big weekends coming up, and it's the all the things that are happening up here in the North State. You know, we have thousands of people coming in from all over the area up here to enjoy the lakes, Lake Shasta and Whiskeytown, right, Bob?
Quite a few folks coming up, and the marinas are going to be extremely busy. And parking, you get out there early in the day, there's kind of a magic hour about 11 o'clock when the fisher people are coming off the lake and the afternoon boaters are going on. But it is beautiful. The lake is nice and high. You can get out on the various arms. And as I said, Sunday we took our boat out and just had a great day, headed back into the sunset, enjoying it thoroughly. Now this coming weekend, we're going to be down on Lake Oroville, and this is a statewide thing, and boaters do need to be aware of this. There is a statewide crackdown on operating boats under the influence called Operation Drywater, and patrols will be in place to basically pull over and check boats that appear to be that the operator appears to be under the influence, and it will be a serious violation. And, the, you know, if you pull over in the car, you have some kind of difficulty, you can walk back. That's not an option when you're out on your boat. And, again, no brakes. And it's interesting, California is one of the few states now that allows you to go out on the water without operate this vehicle, this vessel, without any kind of qualification other than how much money's in your wallet. So we strongly urge boaters to, when you acquire a boat, go take a boating safety class.
And there's one other thing, too, is that, you know, we just had a, you know, a tragedy where the brother and a sister drowned in the river. And the rivers are up. They're going fast. They're cold.
Snowmelt, yeah.
And it's a snowmelt coming down. So, again, you know, it's so beautiful up here, but it can be so dangerous if you don't know what you're doing out there, or if you don't realize that the rivers are fast. You know, the lakes are full. There's people out there. So, you know, you just have to take care. We're not going to be here. Linda and I won't be here on tomorrow or Thursday, but we'll be back Friday morning with our guest. Tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa will be our guest host. And then Thursday, we'll have Mark Beecham with the Chief of Police and Sheriff Tom Basenko. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Dennis Miller is next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. It's called The Runaway General, a profile of General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, coming out in the next edition of Rolling Stone magazine, and it's got the general in hot water. Let's go live to Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House.
Oh, yes. The White House was so upset with quotes from General McChrystal and his staff in that Rolling Stone article that they summoned him from Afghanistan to explain himself in person tomorrow. The article depicts the general and his entourage as having generally low opinions of the president and some of his staff. It's unclear if the controversy is enough to cost the general his command, but Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry spoke up for McChrystal.
I have enormous respect for General McChrystal. I think he's a terrific soldier. And this is a critical moment in Afghanistan.
Kerry says it would be wrong to let the controversy compromise that mission. Chris?
The Gulf oil spill, still a slow-motion catastrophe as the oil threatens more of the Florida tourist trade. Let's go live to Pensacola Beach and Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Well, the sun and clouds are competing today, Chris, as a stiff